I thought I had left behind the darkness of the heart. That was a plan, leaving it behind. I planned to enter the trance of sensual peace and fulfillment. That was my plan. But the best laid plans, I say, and pause, thinking it better not to mention mice, with their trail of dark images, strange scurry into dark holes, the sense of uncleanliness, the gamey smell, a small game smell. Oh, there's a better word. The game of the heart. Small game, that's good too, like small arms and light weapons. This is a small war, a small, dark, and secret war of the heart. Deer running fleet, chased by the hounds. No, not that game, heart war, against all plan, thrusting out of its dark hole and scurrying through the room of the life. Scurry or gallop, the sound of horses' hooves beating on a distant hill. I've heard that and thought they were running through my heart. Great gallop on the hill of a dark heart. Though war is too great a word, even small war, when we remember the torture chambers, the real torture on the real flesh, the bullet piercing the flesh and blood heart. There are no words, great or small, to describe the private torture of the hounded heart. Shrew. I hate my heart. What is this wild and bad renunciation? I hate my heart. Why does it hurt me even now, after so much raking over, after so much ruck? It's hard to call my heart it, speaking of part of me that is almost all of me, because what is there that is not my heart? Tucked between my breathing lungs, it beats, it breathes, it is my thoughts. What thought do I have that isn't folded inside my heart? Is there such a heartless thought? I don't have one. When I walk, I carry what? My heart on the stick of my body, or my courage in the sticking place. Oh, screw, don't I have the courage of my good heart? Is this my scarecrow longing for his heart? I'm scared of my heart. The old rags and bones, the rage, a rage for order, pale Ramon. Even though I've raked my heart, it rages. Beshrew me. I know my heart is good. Shrew, little sparrow. Will you come to my hand? Oh, screw, I eat crow. I crow my heart out. Am I the shrew to it, or it to me? To no one but my heart, and it to me. Gosling. I am, or I was, a small thing, like a sparrow or a toad, or the offspring of something not so small, or the sound of Glenn Gould humming to himself, these sufferings of a small person, wiping her nose. Oh, soul me, I am only my small, humble self, heaving inward and needing to be nursed, a slip of a thing, needing a nurse mother, a gosling, needing a mother goose, a ghost mom to come down and be my mom, secretly, where no one would gawk with envy that I was getting more ghost than she was. I was my own goose, not good at soothing. Nurses should be soothers. I was not that. Having had no lessons, not even a hand or a handout, no helping hand or heart in the nursery or the gooseries. For heart's sake and soul's sake. Stop sniveling. Oh, soul me, I am dying to get up and fly. Oh, sorrow me in a hurry to the heaven of goslings with their nannies and sparrow chicks and tadpoles. Chicking and poling and sparrowing. A tad too late to play, but not too soon.